Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Let's talk summer festivities. Whether it's celebrating graduations, jetting off on summer adventures, or dancing the night away at the epic end of summer wedding, Macy's has got you covered. Seriously, Macy's is like my summer savior. I have a fancy wedding on the horizon, so now I'm on the hunt for the perfect black tie dress, and you better believe Macy's is my first stop. I mean, with brands like DKNY and Michael Kors, it's a no-brainer. Macy's is the MVP of wedding season. And speaking of summer vibes, I'm already daydreaming about lazy days by the pool. Macy's is my go-to for all things poolside. Bathing suits that make you feel like $1 million, beach towels to soak up the sun, and even floaties to keep the kids entertained. They've seriously got it all. So whether you're glamming up for a special occasion or stocking up for summer fun, shop at Macy's.com or in-store to find everything you need to make this summer unforgettable. Don't miss out. Shop at Macy's.com or in-store, and let's make this summer one for the books. Becca, do you want to clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. No, it needs to be the best show ever.
Okay. I'm not giving the best show ever.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Let's make it a great one.
No. It'll be great. It's not going to be the best ever, but it'll be good.
Yeah.
What if it is the best ever? Then let's assess.
A win-win.
At the end, we'll assess whether or not this was the best show we've ever done.
Or we could rate it like on a scale of 1 to 10.
Okay, great. That'll be at the end. And now, the beginning.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in.
Scrub-dub-dub in the tub-a-tub-tub.
We missed you. We have been noticeably MIA from the podcast world, as we have seen y'all discussing in messages. And so basically, I said like we were working on logistical stuff. I'm negotiating my contract. And so it's been like back and forth. And we... still wanted to do a podcast because we know we're missing y'all. Y'all are missing us. It's mutual. So
it's mutual.
Here we are.
It's the most mutual relationship.
Scrubbing in.
Well, no, I'm actually in a really good, nice mutual relationship right now. But, you know.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you do have some good mutual friendships as well. So let's not also discount those.
Yeah. True.
But it's mutual.
It's
we miss you guys. So here we are scrubbing in. Me, Tanya, Mark, Easton. In the scrubbing in OR.
Yeah, lots of rumors start when we don't do shows for a few weeks. I have not left iHeart. I don't know where that came from.
I didn't even see that one either.
Easton sent me some stuff.
I got a lot of DMs asking if Mark was fired, and I gleefully said yes. he's been canned.
Not yet.
So it's not that exciting of a story, just negotiating contracts, et cetera.
But let me tell you.
What?
Your girl has been booked and busy lately. I've gone out every single night for the past 4 nights.
Whoa.
Congratulations.
You need your fingers for that one, huh?
Like Sunday, I had to go backwards. Counting backwards of the days of the week is quite difficult for me.
Mm-hmm.
So went, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Well, I went Sunday, Saturday, Friday, Thursday.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
Because it's Monday. So I went Sunday, Saturday, Friday, Thursday.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
What do you do? I mean, where do we begin?
Where do we begin?
It's been so long.
I would start with Thursday if I were to choose.
Oh, okay. Just start right at Thursday.
I was going to say, I feel like we should start last night because we were together last night.
Great. Last night, we went to the Lemons Foundation with the Taylor Lautners.
Yes, Taylor's Lautners.
The Taylor's Lautners. Taylor and Tay.
Yeah.
You know, it's so funny because if I could tell myself, I can't remember what age I was when Twilight came out, but if I could tell that person, that Becca, that I was going to an event hosted by Jacob Black himself, she wouldn't believe it.
No.
She wouldn't.
I would say Tanya, young Tanya would feel the same.
It's crazy.
It is
crazy.
They're
just the best humans ever. Like, I can't say enough about them.
And I would say, like, we're not just going to events together. I would consider them friends.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. Being friends with them, it's just, it's really, it's so fun. And they're so fun. And the event last night was basically an auction charity
fundraiser
for mental health and giving people access to mental health who are needing and struggling. And I was blown away. It was their first one and it was incredible.
You know, it was interesting because I feel like the term gala has this kind of
like stuck up.
Yeah. And you're going to be sitting at a table eating like chicken that looks like rubber and you know what I mean? In a ball gown. And this one was not like that. It was like very cool. It was cocktails on a rooftop.
Yeah.
And it was the perfect blend. What are you laughing at?
The chicken looks like rubber in a ball gown.
Yeah, yeah. But am I right? I'm right.
Sure.
Well, I have a different definition of gala than that.
Oh, than rubber chicken in a ball gown?
I didn't realize that was part of it.
Oh.
It sounds cool.
Is it gala or gala?
Well, we've had this discussion. Yeah. I think it's gala.
I think it's gala.
You said gala.
I do?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not loyal to either.
Yeah,
so.
I'm a flip-flopper. But the thing that I found so cool and beautiful about last night was it was the people that were there were amazing. It felt there was just like a really good community energy in the room. And they had this speaker and his name was Kevin Hines. And he is a survivor. He tried to commit suicide off the Golden Gate Bridge and he ended up surviving. And he told a little bit of his story last night and it was so compelling. It was so moving. And like, he's such an amazing speaker. Yeah. And he made me feel all these emotions. And like, it set the tone for just being there for people, trying to notice, you know what I mean? Like notice if somebody just in your path in life, everyday life is struggling, mm-hmm. reach out to people, say, have a nice day. Mm-hmm. Like it was just like a simple reminder to just be kinder to one another. Mm-hmm. And I just found that to be really, really moving and really impactful.
Yeah, I agree. Because he talked about he was just looking for anyone to care,
yeah.
like a stranger, anyone to care. And it was like eye-opening to think that we pass so many people just every single day, don't know what they're going through. We're on the roads with him.
Yeah.
Like I always sometimes check myself when I'm having like road rage and I'm like, I don't know what that person's going through. Maybe they're just having a bad day and they're like zoned out.
I think that's so important. I try to teach that to my daughter now that she's driving.
Yeah.
Because her mom was a little road rager. And I try to say, like, look, that person did. They just cut you off.
Yeah.
But you know what? You're going to make mistakes as a driver.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. I have done that before. I think I'm clear. Oh, geez. I cut that guy off. They're probably screaming at me, giving me the finger, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I screwed up. And you're going to screw up. Everybody screws up. So just give them some grace. Yeah. That's my thought. But everyone's different on the road.
Yeah. But like, he made a point to say, like, when he was on his way to the Golden Gate Bridge, to jump off the bridge, he was sobbing and he just wanted one person to ask him.
He was on a train or a bus?
He was on a bus, yeah. And he's like, I just wanted one person to ask me how I was doing or to like just say I'm with you or how's your day or anything. And like, he was just completely ignored.
He's done like a bunch of podcasts and stuff. I've seen his story before. So I highly encourage you. His name's Kevin Hines. His story is incredible.
Yeah.
And it's really powerful. So yeah, I agree. It set the tone of like what the night was and what it meant.
And then, but at the same time, like again, it's a very heavy topic, but there was a lot of lightness and fun mm-hmm. and joy. And like Jason Kennedy and Patrick Schwarzenegger were the auctioneers.
Just dropping names like crazy over here.
Yeah, that's right. Boom, boom, boom. And they were really funny and like engaging and really like bouncing off each other. There was a Taylor Swift signed guitar that was auctioned off. And like, I can tell when Becca was getting drunk because her paddle starts flying around.
I literally wasn't. They would say what the, what you were holding your paddle up for.
Yeah.
And there was a vacation to Hawaii at my favorite hotel, 2 first class round trip tickets. And I was like, this is a steal.
Aren't you in Hawaii every other month?
Yeah. So Beck, why not like, go donate to a good cause?
Yeah, exactly.
Take okay, myself to my favorite place.
Yeah. I literally, when I heard Hawaii, I was like, oh, Becca's going to go. And sure enough, there goes her paddle, starts flying
up. I got outbid. I also tried to bid a three night stay where they got married in Paso Robles.
Paso Robles.
Yeah, I'm going with them. Paso Robles.
Wine country. And I got outbid on that. Actually, I was kind of happy. That one got kind of high, and I was like, oh no.
Oh,
I was
too
like
deep.
Three. It was like going once, going twice, and then a guy held up his paddle, and I was like, thank you, sir. But it was fun to like.
I've never done that.
It was so fun.
Like, I've only seen it in movies and TV shows, auctions. It seems so fun. I've never done it.
Yeah. I felt like Joey and Friends when he's like lifting his paddle, but he doesn't realize that at the end he actually has to
pay
like
for
pay
it.
What
yeah.
he. Yeah. I'm just like, this is a blast.
And then the chicks in the office were there. Fran and Rhea, whom we love.
Haven't seen them since they got engaged. The three of our engaged chicks who scrub.
Yeah. It was like an engagement.
But we shouldn't gloss over Kevin Hines's point, right? The point of that story is he jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge and on the way down immediately regretted what he had just done.
Yeah.
And he somehow survived, which is amazing. But you have to think of all of the people that have jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge or any bridge and on the way down
they probably had the same
thought. Made a huge mistake, but then it was too late.
Yeah.
The really cool story was that he was in the water and he thought a shark was circling him and he was like, he was laying on top of the shark. It was keeping him afloat and he was like, this is a really nice shark. Like, what's going on? And later on, like years later when he was telling his story, this guy that had been on the bridge when he saw him jump said that it was a sea lion that was keeping him afloat.
Yeah.
It wasn't a shark.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he was like, that was, you know, that's my miracle. And it was just crazy because the stats of the people who make that decision versus the survivors is like he was the first survivor ever. Right. That they out of like I can't remember how many people.
Yeah,
but
I don't want to misspeak because I think there's a lot of stats involved of how many people.
But the guy told him he was like, I've done this rescue job, you know, this is my job and you're the first. There's been one survivor and it's you.
Yeah.
So it was just a reminder of like living, like appreciating life and also the people that you come in contact with and reaching out when you have that gut feeling of like, I need to say something to somebody or like maybe I just need to ask how this person's doing. Listen to that feeling.
Yeah.
So it was a really, it was like fun. It was emotional. It was impactful. It was like a really great night.
Yeah.
And Tanya left kind of early.
What time? Okay. I'm curious because she had an early alarm this morning.
Yes, thank you. It was close to 10 p.m.
Oh.
That's not early.
That's not early.
Thank you. I thought it was closer to 9.
On a Sunday night?
No. Yes. Thank you so much. I did not get home until like, I want to say 10:15, 10:20. Mm-hmm.
And then the alarm went off at 4:30.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
not a lot of sleep.
But it was actually really cute. It was like bonding because Becca was there and Paulina was there. And so there was like some maid of honor bonding going on. It was like cute vibes.
Yeah. Which we really need to talk about. But I would like to have Paulina on to have the conversation on the podcast because that's where I think it should take place.
Well, shouldn't they all come on? Shouldn't all the contenders come on and compete to be your maid of honor? Because that's good radio in my opinion.
Compete?
Yeah.
Like a who knows you better,
who knows
that
you best,
vibe.
That sort of thing. Yes, and maybe some other stuff we can come up with. Maybe there's some physical challenges they have to do,
like Survivor.
Yeah, like Survivor.
I've always wanted to do the one where there's like a ball, and it goes down the cage in different paths, and you have to have all the different balls.
Oh,
rolling.
That's a fun one.
Yeah,
I know that's great for like an audio medium.
Yeah, exactly.
But still, but yeah. Something, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how we'd get that set up here at the studio, but we'll look into that.
But something,
you know,
we'll
if it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change
Amen,
you.
Amen, sister.
Mm-hmm.
Say
that's
it
what
again.
They say.
Say it again.
Yeah. Well, and then Saturday night. So we covered Sunday night.
I know, but there's so much to cover. I mean, we had like such like a cute little bonding with Bobby Burke, who was also on our podcast. He spent the whole night like chilling with us. It was so cute.
Yeah.
And then what's the girl's name from The Bachelor?
Susie? I'm obsessed with Susie.
Could
so she
not
was,
have been cuter.
So Susie, just to give you a recap, because I know you don't watch it. She ended up with Clayton, who was like a few seasons ago.
I know Clayton.
Oh, that's who. So Susie
she
was,
won?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I love when presence, we say one. That's so fun.
In the presence of a winner.
Yeah, no winner. She's the best. I love her. And yeah, it was just a fun, it was just like catching up left and right.
Yeah, she came up to me and like, again, I had never watched The Bachelor. I've watched The Bachelor. I hadn't watched her season, so I didn't really know her.
Yeah.
And she comes up to me and she was like, Tanya, my best friend loves you guys. And so we like did a video for her. I'm pretty sure her friend's name was Courtney.
Shout out to Courtney.
Shout out to Courtney. She is just the sweetest thing ever. And Susie could not have been cuter. And she was like, I'm going to film her reaction when she sees this. And I was like, it was just really, really good vibes. And I had like one glass of wine and I was just like in my feels the whole night. Yeah. Because, you know, what I think is so funny too. We've had the chicks in the office on this podcast. Yeah. Fran, she knows everybody out there.
She knows pop culture
more than anybody I've ever seen in my life. She's like, hey, that person was on Dancing with the Stars' ex from 5 seasons ago. This person was in the background of a Miley Cyrus music video. This person was like, oh my gosh. Like she literally knew who everybody was. It was quite impressive.
I feel like Fran and I could have a pop culture podcast.
You think you could keep up with her?
Yeah. I know those things too. I just have no one to talk to them about. Although I feel like I could text Ashley or Taylor Banks. They would be on that level with me. Yeah,
it was incredible. She truly knew.
I'll be like, Tanya, I'll be like, oh my God, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, no idea.
That might be another game. I'm going to come up with a game where we quiz you on obscure pop culture references and see if you can pull it off.
Not obscure, but like I'm pretty in the know of like general pop culture.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going on. Make a game. Could you do it now?
Let me see. So what's my focus here? Is it on reality shows or just pop culture in general? Because Tanya has
TikTok,
her lane.
It could be.
Ooh, TikTokers.
I mean, it could be
she
whatever.
She knew every TikToker that was there.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to come up with some names.
I just feel like it's basically our industry. Like, it should be, like, things that we're just, like, aware of. You know, like, Haley had no idea who Tom Sandoval was. And I was like, how are you under a rock of this size?
Even Robbie. Like, Robbie texted me.
Robbie knows way more.
I know. On Sunday morning, and he goes, Taylor performed Endgame. He goes, I think it's to reference that Travis Kelce is her endgame.
We have to save that. That's a whole conversation.
Yeah, okay, we'll save podcast. That. We'll save it.
But yeah, it was, I feel like very connected to Fran in that way where she is very in tune with pop culture. However, she was like stoked because they're going to Dancing with the Stars tomorrow.
Today.
she said Tuesday.
Right.
And she was like, I'm so excited. And I was like, wow. I love that for you. she does all these really cool things. Dance with the Stars is cool, but she was like beyond excited. Yeah. So I was like, I hope you have the best night of your life.
Best time, yeah. It was very fun. We had like a lot of girl chat with them and I was telling them about when they both got engaged when I was on my France trip with Robbie and I kept showing him pictures. I was like, look, my friend Fran from another podcast just got engaged. And then when Rhea got engaged, I showed him hit the photo. Look, another girl on the podcast got engaged on her trip to Europe. So yeah. Nice.
I throw up a prayer for Robbie every now and then. I told you that.
Yeah.
Just thanking him for being a good man to you.
Doing the Lord's work.
Doing the Lord's work.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. This week, May 6th through May 13th, Rakuten is having their biggest cashback event of the year. It's a festival of savings with big cash back at hundreds of stores. Don't miss headliners like Ulta, Good American, and Dyson, and top categories like fashion, beauty, electronics, and home essentials. I'm so excited to shop for all new makeup and even some pet products and treats for my dog, Sunny. And during Big Give Week, the cashback is bigger than ever. This is the perfect time to shop for everything you need for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Rakuten really is the best way to shop. You can save by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, Rakuten deposits your cash back directly into your PayPal account, or they can send you a check. Rakuten has 15 million members who are already saving, and you can be one of them. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of the 15% cashback. You won't see higher cashback rates than these. So go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app, R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers, get it.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Did you have anything else to add to last night?
Oh, gosh.
Did we cover everything? I was going to say, so Susie's friend, I think Susie and her friend Courtney were dual maid of honor for their friend. So maybe we should have her on the podcast.
Let's get her. I love Susie. Susie's like, I got to follow her on Instagram.
Yeah, Susie was like, it's her Instagram.
Is Susie what?
Susie was like, right? Susie was like.
Oh, that's her Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Cute. Susie was like, I love her even more now.
So yeah, that was a blast. And oh, just kidding. It's just Susie Evans. Oh,
okay.
Susie was like a something because that'd be really
a weird
freaky
thing to make up.
Yeah, that's weird. That's niche.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about what did you do Saturday? You got to celebrate.
Oh yeah. So my parents are finally back from Serbia. So we took them to the spot where we got engaged and we brought champagne and then we went out to dinner with my parents and Robbie's parents and it was just so nice. My parents both like teared up a lot. Aww. I know.
For those who didn't know, Tanya's parents were out of town during the proposal.
Yes, but so they were out of town for a very long time.
Yeah, they go for like extended periods of time.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
Yeah, it was really, really nice. And you had a crazy Saturday night too.
I had a crazy weekend. It was so fun. Saturday. So, you know what's funny? Growing up in Louisiana, like, I was never surrounded by anyone. Like, I don't know if this is just a Southern thing, but it was like the people I was surrounded by were Christian, white. You know, everyone kind of had the same beliefs and culture that I did, and I wasn't really exposed or introduced to any other culture beside my own. And then when I moved to California and started meeting people, I had friends from like different backgrounds. So I started, you know, it's like when you, I think it starts when you really find people that are close to you that you love so much and they have a different culture and you like want to learn more because it's part of them. So right. You have this like connection to it. And then that opened the door to me being like, I love learning about other cultures and celebrating it. And I went to my first Diwali party on Saturday night.
I've never been to a Diwali party.
It was so fun. Our friend Lily Singh, who, you know, is a amazing human being, but she's, you know, famous for many different things. She's very talented. She threw the party and
How many people were there?
I'm really bad at that, but it was huge. I mean, it was like...
Like, let's ballpark it.
300?
More or less than the Lemons Foundation that we went to last night.
More than that. Yeah, oh. It was huge. It was like a wedding reception. It was huge.
I'd say like 500 then.
Maybe.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I'm really bad at that. Okay.
Watch, there's like 50 people there.
No. It was huge. Okay. But it was so fun. And we dressed in like all the saris and the jewelry, and everyone just looked so amazing. And it was a blast. Like watching people celebrate their culture to me was like the most joyful thing, because you could feel it. Like I kept watching the videos over and over again of everyone dancing and laughing, because it was so fun. My girl Sophia Bush was there.
Yeah, can we just talk about Becca hobnobbing, rubbing elbows with the Sophia Bush?
Okay, you made it onto her grid. You made it in the grid.
I made
post.
It on the grid.
You did on her?
Wow. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me this?
I reposted on my story.
Oh, I did see that. I didn't realize that was Sophia Bush's.
But yeah, same thing. If I could go back and tell freshman in high school Becca
That she would be on Sophia Bush's grid.
Yeah, she would not believe it. I was a One Tree Hill stan, so.
Wow.
Yeah, there it is.
There she is.
Sophia Bush is so beautiful. It's freaky. Like, she turns around and her hair, like, blows in slow motion. And she's like, hi. And you're like, wow.
She is so pretty.
I know. And everyone talked about it. Everyone's like,
I wonder if you're that pretty if you wake up and you're like, I am gorgeous. Like, or do you think she looks in the mirror and she picks apart her face like we do ours? You know what I mean? Probably. There's no way.
I'm sure she does, because I think everyone does that, but she shouldn't. If I could tell you something, Sophia Bush, you shouldn't ever do that.
No, if I were Sophia Bush, I'd wake up and be like, I'm Sophia Bush.
And then, oh.
Yeah. Push my hair to the side.
Yeah. But yeah, it was so fun. Terry Crews came and they did the white chicks like dance to 1,000 miles. Him and Lily. It was so good. It was Jay Sean, they did Down, Down, Down. They performed.
We were in like a circle.
Down what? Yeah, performed. It was awesome.
Wow.
I know. I raged.
You know what I need you to ask Sophia Bush next time you see her?
Yeah, what? What would you like?
So
Easton's also friends with Sophia Bush.
Easton, Becca, one of you needs to take this task. She wore her, I think it was her wedding dress.
Oh, to the Beyonce concert.
To the Beyonce concert. And I need to know the thought process behind that. Was it just, I just needed something silver? Or was it like, I am reclaiming my story?
It's good.
So who's going to take it? Becca, Easton?
I mean, I'm going to talk to her tomorrow. Okay. I'll feel the vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that is potentially a heavy question.
Yeah. Yes, it is potentially a heavy question. Correct.
But also, I've definitely been like, hey, what kind of shoes are you wearing the other day? My wife, like she's down to talk about that kind of
stuff. That's what I'm saying. You know? I feel like she's just like, oh, I should feel intimidated to talk to her, but I don't. Because she has that energy.
Wow.
Yeah. This is a Sophia Bush
fan account.
Fan account.
Grey's Anatomy, we're pushing that to the side.
Scrubbing in with Sophia Bush fans.
Yeah.
That happened. And then
we
Friday.
We could be like the Bush.
Mm-hmm.
The Bush Bunch?
The Bush Bunch, yeah. Like the Brady Bunch. The Bush Bunch.
Oh, never mind.
What?
Nothing. Friday night, a Friendsgiving. And well, it was
early,
a blast.
Early Friendsgiving.
Yeah, we had one of our friends was going out of town, so we did it early. So because we did it so early, thought that Thanksgiving was this coming Thursday. So I was a little frazzled, but I realized I have a couple weeks.
Are you going home for Thanksgiving?
No, I stay here for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I'll go home
for
Christmas.
So you go with Haley's family?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was so good. Like, I ate so much food and it was so fun to just like...
What was the crowd pleaser?
For me personally, our friend Monica made sweet potato casserole with like this pecan cinnamon drizzle and marshmallows on top, and it was incredible. I brought pies that someone else made. Everyone made their own dish.
Did you do the apple pie I told you to get?
No, the air one. No. But I got some like nice, like good pies, uh-huh. But everyone like made their own dish, and I was like, here's I worked hard on these all day. You know, it is what it is.
What kind of pie?
I did a cherry pie.
Wow.
They were like the cherry, they loaded it with cherries, and then a pumpkin pie to keep the vibes. Yeah, yeah.
Pumpkin's good.
Yeah, so that was Friday night. And then, yeah, that's all I have. I think that was my week, I think.
Well, why don't we take a break and come back and do the little trailer conversation?
Trailer?
Travis and Taylor.
Oh, oh, wow.
Trailer. Yeah, we... okay,
see, that's what happens when I don't get enough sleep.
Okay. Well, all right, we'll be right back. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. All right, we're back. So Taylor Swift is on tour again. Mm-hmm. She started her South America tour.
Yeah, she's in Argentina.
Part of the tour. Yeah.
The leg. It's called the leg.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, the leg. Her South America leg.
Yes.
Okay.
South American leg.
South American leg.
Yes.
Taylor Swift has begun.
Correct.
The Eras tour. And she had her show in Argentina.
Correct.
And I was at the Diwali party. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't seeing this happen live. And Taylor Banks texted me and said, like, RIP for your loss, because she did the Is It Over Now with the Out of the Woods remix.
Yeah. Oh.
It hurt. Like, my stomach dropped when I saw it. But I was like, wow, that's really cool. And then she goes, and Taylor goes, don't even get me started on the guy on the Chiefs coming straight home to me. When I watched that video with the dancer's reaction.
The dancer's reaction was so good. I think, honestly, out of everything that happened, like, there was so much. Like, it was, she sang Endgame. She changed the lyrics. She ran off stage and kissed him. Like, out of all the things that happened, I think the lyric change to me was my favorite.
I just like that no one seemed to know that she was going to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like she just was like thinking about it. And she was like, I'm just going to go for it. Because everyone, her dad, I've never seen him have like reactions to anything. And he looks like he's giddy. Like he's fangirling over Travis. It's so cute. Okay,
I felt like I had the same reaction when I saw her making out with him. I was like, has she ever made out with anybody like this in public? Like, I saw Claudia Oshry posted it too. And she like, we were like Googling, has Taylor Swift ever made out with somebody in public? And like, sure enough, it was like a lot. Yeah. Like it was Calvin Harris and Tom Hiddleston and then the other Kennedy guy. And
yeah, wasn't the first.
Wasn't the first, but it felt like the first.
It felt like a movie scene.
Yeah.
Like I felt like this giddy feeling like I feel when I watch a rom-com.
Yeah.
And it's like the end of the movie and they run to each other.
I had to check on our friend Ashley because she was
hyperventilating.
Yeah.
I'm just so happy for her. You're not.
I am.
Oh.
But I'm scared.
You're scared.
Scared and happy.
I have to say, your hopeful butterfly mentality for other people isn't...
Oh my gosh, just because I don't want to watch Golden Bachelor, she's all on me. My hopeful heart turning to mush.
No, because now I wasn't going to bring it up, but now with this, I'm like, I'm going to need you to flip the switch a little bit.
The Golden Bachelor I actually started watching it and I do love it. It makes me so sad because every episode it's somebody's spouse that passed away.
I'm with you.
And it's like, it's so hard. Like it makes me so sad. Like it's literally so hard for me. The first episode was about his spouse that had passed away. And I was like, I can't watch this before I go to bed. So then I started watching it in the middle of the day so that I wouldn't go to sleep with like that heavy heart.
Yeah.
And it still stuck with me because then it was all the contestants talking about losing their spouses.
Well, and all the idea that this is their last chance at love and then he sends them home and they're like, oh, well, that person...
It's not their last chance at love.
That seems to be the vibe I get from that show.
It's not their last chance.
No,
it kind of is.
It shows them that they can feel again. Like, it shows them that they can have those giddy feelings.
Okay, I'm sorry. Gary's not the last old man standing, Mark.
I'm sorry. That show reminds me of my mortality and I don't like it.
Yeah, there's something...
Is about them getting to, they thought that they gonna want to get to experience it again. They thought it was over for them. And they're getting to have this resurgence of feelings.
Right, but why is it over for them?
What?
Why? Why do they think it was
over for
them?
Because society makes you feel like once your spouse dies or you get to a certain age, you don't get to find love anymore.
And you're not desirable anymore.
I don't like it.
Well, they're trying to change the narrative.
Right, they think it's over for them because they're not going to be alive much longer.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I see.
When
I watch that
like
show,
70.
That's what
these
I see.
These people are not like 100.
That's what I see when I watch that show.
You're even
like,
worse than Tanya.
Wow.
I have become the hopeful one in the group.
No,
me and Easton are the leaders of the Butterfly Nation.
I am all for the hope, but it was just hearing the stories of the lost spouses that like it really got to me. Like it's like it's hard for me. I can't watch scary. I don't like watching scary movies because of how it.
Okay, I also don't like scary movies. This is not the same. You're done.
Golden Bachelor is a horror movie.
Done.
That's fine. I can be done.
You don't hear the hopefulness of.
Yes, and I do love that. So I'm like, I do see it. I do see it, but I feel like I am plagued by the sadness of the losing of the spouses. That like it just made me sad.
I mean, it is sad.
It's sad, so sad.
But I think it's the balance of like the beauty of loss and hope.
I'm staying out. You guys don't like my opinions. It's fine.
I like your opinion.
I can't watch that show.
No, I bet there's other people that feel the way. I'm just saying they're not 97.
Yeah,
but they lost their spouse. Like people do die in that age group more commonly than they do in the younger age group. That's all I'm saying.
But some of them lost them like 20 years ago.
Yeah, well, and perhaps. Like haven't dated since.
Not perhaps it happens,
but like they haven't dated since because like for many reasons. A, one of them being like they don't feel as desirable as they did, you know.
But like The Bachelor is supposed to be like a sexy, fun show where this show just seems surrounded by death.
Yeah, that I know. Actually, a friend of mine was saying she was watching is it Women Tell All for the Golden Bachelor? And that like all of them were talking about their farting and like all their gas and stuff. And I was like, I like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's right up your alley.
Yeah, I'm like, can we do that now? Let's normalize farting.
The Bachelor has done this beautiful, genius thing where they play the Golden Bachelor and then it goes straight into Bachelor in Paradise and you're zapped back into the... chaos.
That's even worse because the contrast would be so
right. It's like it is jarring. Yeah. You're like, Yes. Although I am watching Bachelor in Paradise.
But now it's Taylor Swift. We can't even just let her be in love.
We can let her be in love. I'm happy for her.
You're scared of the heartbreak.
Always. Sue me.
This is like Ryan does this too. You have this in common with Ryan. When everything's going great, you worry what's the next shoe to drop.
No, it's not so much that. It's like, it's just so heightened. You know what I mean? Like, I think I'm just so used to her being with Joe where it was so, we didn't know anything. Do you know what I mean? And now we know everything. Yeah.
The guy has a podcast and is giving you minute by minute updates.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all.
You go high. When you go high, there's lows, you know?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying. I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
But in the moment,
yeah,
she's
give me more
blissful.
Lyric changes because I love that.
She's, man, the South American leg has really gotten some great surprise songs. Labyrinth. And then Is It Over happens so fast. Is It Over with the...
And Endgame? Hello, don't sleep on Endgame.
I don't
know. One of my favorites off Reputation.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Didn't know that. Big Reputation. Big. That song's so them.
Yeah.
Both have big reputations.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
I'm so happy for her. I can't wait for the love songs that she writes about her trailer.
I saw a meme. Somebody put like made a meme. I don't know. Of the two of them. And it was like Taylor kissing her next album or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready for the game?
Oh, we're ready.
I have the game.
Oh my gosh. Whoa. I feel okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
The theme song for the game. All right. Welcome to the Obscure Celebrity Identification Game starring Becca and Tanya.
This music.
I'll name an obscure celebrity, current obscure celebrity, and Becca and Tanya will see if they can name who that person is, what they do.
I feel like this is the Becca show. This is the Becca game.
Well, but maybe you should trade off and then she can steal if you don't get it.
Yeah. Let's see. Give yourself some credit.
All right, let's do rock, paper, scissors and see who goes first. Here we go. Okay. And
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, scissors cuts paper.
That's right.
Becca was all in on scissors. Yeah. She was going to go scissors until it was dark out.
That's
if she
right.
had
scissor
to.
Sister over here.
Whoa. This is a PG podcast.
You did it,
so
not
bad.
Me.
All right, here we go. Number one, person number one. This is
so
for
wait,
Becca. This okay. is Becca's question. Number one, who is Bella Porch? Who is Bella Porch?
She's a TikToker, singer. That's what she's known
yeah,
for.
Yeah, and she's like the number three most followed person
yeah,
on
just,
TikTok.
She just so had a song with Lauf.
There it is.
Wow.
Very good.
Wow. I
Tanya,
that.
Who is Jenny Craft? Who is Jenny Craft?
Did she invent hugs?
She did not. Oh. Becca, for the steal. Who is
Kraft?
Jenny Kraft?
Is she a podcaster?
She is not. Oh. She was on The Bachelor one of those years. I just kind of picked a Bachelor contestant
Whoa.
At random. I'm going obscure. Becca, this is yours. Who is Torren Walls? Torren Walls. T-A-U-R-E-N Walls.
Is that a singer?
Can you give me any more information on her?
No, she's a singer.
Well, she is a singer. You're right. She's a singer.
I'm sorry. Okay, I can just throw that out there.
She's a Christian contemporary singer.
Oh my God, I was literally going to say Christian singer.
There you go.
I think it's a man.
Torren Wells and it's a man.
Yeah, it's a man. That's what it is.
Well, it's obscure to me too.
Null and void.
No, Becca guessed that one.
Well, yeah, because I was going to guess Christian singer, but he said woman, so I was like.
Then that's my bad, but you get it. Tanya, who is Iman Vellani? And I'm probably pronouncing that wrong as well. Iman, is that right or no?
That sounds right.
Iman Vellani.
Iman. TikToker?
She is not a TikToker. She plays in the star. Oh, I was going to have you
She's
steal that
She's a star
one.
In that TV show.
No, it's a movie. Well, oh, there is a TV show too, but you still don't get that one.
But who is it?
She's in the Marvels movie that just came out on Friday.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Kamala Khan.
Yeah.
I've known that.
Plays Kamala Khan, and I told Tanya that an hour ago. I thought she might have a shot at it. All right, next one. This
I was
is
like, why does that name sound familiar?
This is for Tanya. Brian Jordan
no,
Alvarez.
For me, this is for me.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Who is Brian Jordan Alvarez, Becca? You're right. It is for you.
Oh, Brian Jordan Alvarez is an inspirational speaker.
Sorry, no. Easton can explain because he pitched this name.
He's a TikTok guy. Does these weird filters. He's gone viral pretty recently.
Okay.
He was in the movie Megan. Oh. If you haven't checked out Brian Jordan Alvarez, everyone should. Okay. He's very funny.
Okay.
I have a question for Becca. Yeah. You're so in the know. Who is Kevin Costner reportedly dating?
Kevin Costner?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I saw this somewhere.
But holy shit.
Yeah. <I'm sorry.
laughs> I think Kevin Costner is dating, what's her name?
You don't have it. Don't even try.
Her name is,
you don't know.
What are you doing?
She's making
sure nobody's cheating. Nobody's no Googling,
no slacking, no texting. I didn't do anything.
Can I get a hint? No, just
you just don't know the answer.
No,
which just is totally fine. I just want you to know you're not so up on pop culture like you think you are.
I'm more than you, though.
I know that Kevin Costner is reportedly dating Reese Witherspoon.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, reportedly, a rumor is, I don't know.
I didn't know that one.
What?
That's right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good take, Tanya.
Thank you so much.
Her rep says it's completely fabricated and not true.
Whatever. The reports are out there.
Where?
On, I don't know.
Ginger Chan?
Us Weekly. Us Weekly, maybe I saw it or something like that. BuzzFeed.
Reese Witherspoon can do better. I'm nothing against Kevin Costner, but he's more Golden Bachelor material, isn't he?
Let me ask you another question,
if you know what
Becca.
I mean.
Who has the most Grammy nominations out of everybody?
Taylor Swift. Beyonce. Was it Beyonce?
No. It's SZA. Thanks for playing the game.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. With 9 nominations. Taylor only has 7.
Well, regardless of Tanya's late flurry right there, Becca is the winner of our game.
Thank you so much.
Celebrity.
Thank you
for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Just, like, Becca makes me feel
Thanks
like a...
Thanks for watching. Game Show Network's Subscure Celebrity. Name off.
Becca makes me feel like I don't know pop culture, but I do know a lot. I just know the heavy hitters.
I know you do, but you're the one who's like, I don't know about any of this. I'm not accusing you of that. That's literally from your mouth. You act like you have no interest when I talk about the lesser newsworthy things.
I just don't know them.
Yeah. From her words. Her mouth. The words.
Anyway.
All right, let's take a break and then come back with emails. What do you guys say?
Oh, my God. Thanks for the victory.
Good job, Becca.
Thank you so much.
She needed that.
Yeah. All right. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful clean and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. All right, we are back. We're going to get into emails, but first, there was this girl on Facebook who posted that her husband, every time they like, he's argumentative about everything. And he said something like, when she says that someone lives 30 minutes away, he'll correct her in front of people and be like, actually, they live 28 minutes away.
Oh my God.
And I can't think of a more annoying personality to commit my life to.
Yeah, that would really make me bonkers.
But like, how do you handle someone that's that argumentative or comp? Like, is that just therapy and hoping that maybe they can change, or is she?
You know what I realize is like, we all have annoying traits. Every single one of us in this room, we all have annoying traits. It's how annoying or how much can your partner let roll off their back? Like for me, that would drive me nuts and I could never. But like for somebody else, that might be like, meh, whatever.
No, but she said it makes her feel embarrassed and sad.
I think all men have that gene to want to correct people. I really do think that. And it's
think that's right.
And to which degree do they allow those intrusive thoughts? It makes me sad because it's terrible, I think.
But I have those thoughts and I know to suppress them.
Yeah, I mean, same.
Like there are grammar mistakes that drive me crazy, but I'm not going to be that guy that's just correcting people's grammar all the time. Like, you know, I don't like less versus fewer. When people say less and they mean fewer, it bothers me.
Can you use that in a sentence?
Yes. Less is an amount. Fewer is specific items. So you would have, we have done fewer podcasts lately, but we've spent less time podcasting. Mm.
Wow.
So what's the issue?
So I don't like that. So if I
don't get it.
And so if you were like,
explain
we've done
this,
less.
Mark.
So she was like, we've done less podcasts this
week.
Right.
In my head, I think fewer, but I don't say that.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Because then I'm a dick.
Yeah, but isn't that a little bit different than 30 versus 28?
Yes, I think he's trying to be a dick.
There's
That's
a
what it sounds like to
this.
Me. He wants an argument.
Because I do the same thing with grammar. I'll hear something and I'm like, that's wrong.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, in my head, I would just go, not the time.
Right.
But I don't know that if someone said it's 30 minutes away that my brain would go,
actually, it's 28.
I would not think that, no.
That's different.
Unless it was 15 minutes, then I would correct them.
Well, 30 to 15 is very different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
2 minutes off is
28 minutes
up.
Is basically half an hour.
Yeah.
Right? That's fine.
Right.
What if you get stuck at a light? It could be 30 minutes.
Easily.
Anyways, I'm just saying, like, give yourself some credit as men that is a different, that's different.
Well,
this
that's
guy's
true.
Looking for a fight, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, this man is.
But why? Why would he look? Why would anyone want to fight? Why would anyone want conflict?
What's my annoying trait?
You have some for sure.
What are they?
Let me think. Hold on.
Okay. Well, at least they didn't come
we've
off right
this
off
before,
the top
haven't
of
we? Like your lateness, we've covered before.
Oh, yeah. Annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And that would, like, yeah. If I were your partner. And we were like going out to dinner and you were always late. Like that would make me bonkers.
Mm-hmm.
But as your best friend, it's like, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Anything else? We beat that one to the ground. It is what it is.
I'm saying we've covered
you're,
that before.
Well, it doesn't annoy me because I don't live with you. But if I lived with you, that would
my
be
mess?
Your mess.
Yeah, I'm messy because I
messy.
Have a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but not dirty.
No,
just
messy.
There's a difference.
Big difference.
Yeah.
I'm self-aware enough to know that, though.
Do we go Tanya's now? Is that where we go with this?
Yeah, what are my annoying traits?
I mean,
Where do you start?
I don't feel that about you.
Really?
Yeah. If I was like, where do I start? I don't know that we'd be best friends. That's tough if I felt that way about you. I don't know. Like,
it's annoying that I like track your location.
Yeah, like you're like when you like multiple text me, like if I'm trying to do something and you need to answer right away, that's probably my number one.
Yeah, like when I say, is this thing on? Hello, yeah, but hello.
But here's my issue with it is that you know you're doing it. So therefore, I know you're doing it on purpose, which that's what annoys me more than what it is. Because I'm like, she's trying to be annoying because she knows. So
it's true.
Yeah.
All
right.
I just thought that was funny because you were like, why would anyone want conflict? And then I was like, let's have some conflict.
That was good. On a podcast, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Rachel says, and I love the billing order here. Hi, Easton, Mark, Hannah, Becca, and Tanya. I'm from Australia originally. I've been in the U.S. over 4 years now. We don't have Taco Bell back home. And other than a few drunken meals from there in college, I've never really eaten it until recently. In the past couple of weeks, I've gone a few times, but I don't know what to order. I used to go for the Crunchy Taco Supremes because I get in the drive-thru and I panic when they come out and ask me what to order. So what do you recommend I should try? Wow. I want to ask the Taco Bell expert, Becca Tilly. Wow. By the way, I tried Cane's because of this podcast, and I love it. I've been a scrubber since day one. It's been awesome to see how you've all grown over the years and the life y'all are living. Sweet
so
email.
Nice. Very
sweet. That's a nice lighter email, not so heavy as some of the ones.
Yeah,
we
get. Yeah. Just ease right into the email. Mm-hmm. So
light is air.
As a Taco Bell expert, as I have been called in this email, you really can't go wrong, but I want you to have a great experience. So I would say the Crunchwrap Supreme is like a staple. It's a crunchy shell with meat, cheese, lettuce, tomato, sour cream, and then it's wrapped and toasted in a tortilla, and it's like a little wrap.
Like a little hot pocket.
Yeah, like a little hot pocket.
And that's different from the Crunchy Taco Supreme that she has?
Very different. Yeah, very different. I love a cheesy gordita crunch. My underrated item is the Chalupa Supreme because it is like a golden flaky shell and it tastes like it's incredible. It saved me yesterday after my long weekend. And then I love like the chips and cheese. That's classic. And cinnamon twist, which...
That's a fantastic answer to that question.
Well, thank you.
The Mexican pizza is back and should not be ignored.
Okay, thank you. That was the Mexican pizza. They took it off the menu, which I don't know why. It's incredible.
Let me speak for the simpletons that might be listening.
Wow. Taco Bell advice?
Yeah. So I don't like, for some reason, any sort of sour creamy stuff that they use, I can't do it. Okay. So it eliminates a lot of what you just said.
That's okay. You can get everything without
but
sour
cream. But the bean and cheese burrito.
Classic.
It's so good. And then you can get chips and you can dip the chips in the beans and have like a little smorgasbord.
I will say all of these items that we've listed, you can't go wrong. Yeah. Bean and cheese burrito from there, they wrap it with so much love.
Yeah.
Perfect portions.
Uh-huh.
And you can dip the chips in the bean.
Yes.
Like you're holding the burrito like so, and you take a chip and you just dip it in.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks for chiming in.
You're
that was
welcome.
Important.
Mm-hmm.
Tanya's in her beans era right now, I feel like.
Funny you say that. Yeah. I'm actually making a...
Her beans era.
I am. I'm making a chili tonight, a Jennifer Fisher chili recipe.
Wow.
Kidney beans and all.
They don't hurt your stomach?
We'll see.
I'll text Robbie later and
I'm
say...
I'm getting back into the beans.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
Yeah. I was anti-beans for a minute and now I'm back on.
See?
You're back on the bean train.
Yeah, blue zones.
Molly got the order correct again. Hi, Becca, Tanya, Mark, and Easton. I am pregnant with my second baby due in February. That is great.
Wow.
Good for you, Molly.
Congratulations.
Happy for you. We have a son already and plan to be surprised with the gender this time around. We have a girl name picked out that we love, but boy names are a bit tougher for us. If this baby's a girl, no problem. But here's the thing. The boy name my husband and I love is a name my 22-year-old sister has randomly stated for a while now that she would love to name her future son. She's been oddly vocal about this. She's not dating anyone. She's not close to marriage. She is definitely not close to children. We are 9 years apart. I love her to death, so I don't know what to do about this. We have some other boy names, but nothing we like as much as this one. We'd love to hear your opinions on navigating this. Thank you. That is Molly.
I think that you should have a conversation with your sister. and say, hey, I have heard you say this name so many times. My husband and I, this is our favorite name, but I want, you know, if you're not okay with it, then we will find another name. That's what I think. Just because she's a little bit behind in life and she hasn't met her person or had babies doesn't mean that she's out of the game, you know? We don't right. want to discount her. And she's been vocal about it. She wanted her sister to know that that's the name she wanted. But I think it's worth the conversation. Or y'all just have the same name for your kids, spelled different.
I don't hate that.
What?
Having the same name for your kid that's spelled different. It's kind of cute.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No,
it'll just be confusing your whole life.
Yeah, you'll never have your own like identity because you'll always be your cousin's same name.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know, this is like so touchy with people.
What's your gut?
My gut is, yeah, I guess have the conversation. But also it's like, if this is something that means something to her, why don't you guys just pick a different name?
I get that. But I think talking to her is a good idea. Because yeah,
but imagine that you are that person and then somebody comes to you and asks you that question. You can't express how you really feel.
Yeah, you can. I think I'd be like, oh my gosh, like I
understand. You people pleaser, Becca, would not say.
I'm not as people pleaser as I once was.
Oh my, wow. Sound the alarms. Ring the bell.
I'm just saying I'd at least, if it was that important to me.
Yeah.
I liked the other victory one.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd be like, this name means so much to me. And like, I know that I want to have kids if that is in my path. And I'd love to name my baby this. Is there any, like, you got to think.
You don't want to put pressure on her.
But I know what I'm saying, though. Put yourself in that person's situation. If like, I don't want to use an example. But if somebody came to you and asked you, hey, I really love this name. I know you've been like wanting it. Can I have it? I'm like having a baby soon. How do you say no to that?
Like if you came to me and I had vocally expressed, I love this name so much. And then you came to me and like, we're having a baby. We're going to use this name. How do you feel about that? I'd be like, I feel like I've clearly expressed that that's the name I wanted to use.
I feel like you would not. I feel like you would say.
No, I think I would.
Okay.
That's the danger is if your sister says, you know what? I'd love to have a nephew named Dakota. Just climbing off the charts. I'd love to have a nephew named Dakota. You know what? Take it with my blessing. The danger is that she would say that, but inside she'd be like, oh, I wanted the name. Yeah. How
well,
dare
that's
you
why
take
you gotta,
my name?
She's got to speak up for
she
what
does.
She wants. Because
she
if she gives permission, then that's Molly's going to be like, I got her blessing.
There was a Seinfeld episode about this. Here's what Molly should do.
Seven, right?
Seven. Yeah. So you suggest to your sister that the best name is Soda. For her kid that doesn't exist yet.
Uh-huh.
You plant another idea.
Uh-huh.
That's what you do.
What if she's like, nah.
There's ways.
Boy names are hard, man. I have two girls, so it didn't come up. But when Amy was pregnant, we had a hard time coming up with boy names we could even tolerate.
You know what the options were for the E-Man over here?
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
Maverick. I was Maverick until the night before.
Maverick's a very popular name right now.
I like Maverick.
It was from Top Gun. Like,
I love Mav. It's so cute.
It would have been, I was almost Maverick, like 11th hour. And then there's a guy pouring concrete for the front of our house. And he's like, oh yeah, I need to go pick up a bike for my son, Easton. And my dad thought, that sounds like an equally complicated name. Let's do Easton instead.
Boy, Maverick names are hard, is the 40th most popular
Easton.
Boy's name right now.
Easton's really? A great name.
Easton's climbing the charts too.
Easton's
dude.
A great name. It's funny how would your life be different if you were Maverick Allen?
Yeah.
You know, when John McCain ran for president, that was a big part of his campaign. I remember thinking, if I'd been Maverick, that would have been hell. Like there were a lot of
Maverick
stuff.
Top Gun Maverick came out. That would have been cool. That's true.
I think I was almost Anna or Anna. I think I don't know which the pronunciation, but I was almost one of those two.
I was almost Kelsey or Carly.
Wow,
those are both cute, and both kind of work for you.
Wow. Oh, but just no.
I was
Anna,
almost
Anna.
I was almost Kevin.
See, being an Anna.
I could see. Well, you're not even a Tanya. You're a Tatiana.
That's true. Confusing.
It is.
But Tatiana's dark hair, Tanya. Tanya's blonde butterfly.
Yes, you're right.
Tatiana's
Tatiana
dark
was my
Taco Bell eating.
My black hair days. Yeah, my college days.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Molly, I don't think we helped you. I think you have a conversation. Yeah. See how she reacts. If she like immediately gets sad, if you know your sister, like I would know if I went to my sister and she immediately, I felt like her, she shut down. I think I would know if I brought that to her and I felt the energy shift that I'd be like, all right, I know where she stands on this.
Okay, there we go.
So a lot of names out there. The one is going to be the right one.
Yeah.
Maverick.
This is Maverick and Kevin and Anna.
And Molly. It's Molly and her baby Maverick.
Maverick is a good name. You may just want to abandon all other possibilities. Yeah. Go with Maverick.
Yeah. You like the name Beige?
No.
No.
That's so...
What?
Cruel.
What? That kid's going by the middle name immediately.
Beige flag. Beige flag. Yad. Yadigar. All right.
Anywho.
We were so happy to be back and doing the podcast. We love you all so much.
Love
and
you.
And there will not be a book club episode this but we love you so much and hope you have a wonderful week.
Yes, we do. Love you.
Bye.
Okay. Was that the best podcast ever?
No. But it was good.
It was solid.
Yeah, it was a solid podcast.
Pretty funny.
But I don't know what is the best podcast ever. We've had 6 years of podcasts, so.
Probably you passing out.
Yeah, the Sabrina Carpenter one.
I literally thought you were going to say me coming out with Haley, and you said me passing out.
That was also good.
That was also a good one. Yeah. Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sabrina Carpenter's
That's iconic.
Legendary.
That might be the best podcast episode ever.
The one recently when you were ranting and raving about Robbie not proposing in Paris, that was pretty hilarious.
Oh.
That was a really good one.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Which one was that?
Was it right after we got engaged?
Might have been.
Yeah.
Nothing screams happy engagement like ranting and raving
about how it could have been done.
I think it was before. Yeah. I think it was before you were engaged.
Yeah.
But it was
so
very
too.
Funny.
I think so too.
All right. So today was, what would we rate it out of 10?
I'd say a solid 7.5.
I agree.
That's good. I'll go with that. Yeah. 7.5 out of 10.
Great.
Not bad. Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.